Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Secretary of State is, of course, Marco Rubio. Look, Marco Rubio has a son who plays football in college in Florida right now. One allegation against his son and his son's life is over.
Andrew Tate's lawyer is clearly threatening Marco Rubio's son. All right, everybody, I'm popping in really quickly with the news that Andrew Tate seems to be suffering some sort of mental breakdown roughly 2 weeks into his jail sentence that will likely span for years, potentially even decades. Andrew Tate, along with his lawyer, Joseph McBride, are desperately trying to stop Tate's extradition to the United Kingdom for sex trafficking, human trafficking, rape, and CP charges. Tristan Tate, Andrew's brother, is rather quiet throughout all of this, but Joseph McBride, along with Andrew Tate, seem to be desperately trying to threaten members of the Trump administration with blackmail or with withholding their support and trying to, you know, lose them voters. It's all a very desperate bid to appeal to the Trump administration and ask them to do what they did about a year ago. Back in January, February of 2025, Trump got into power and he helped stall the investigation into the Tate brothers in Romania, dropped the travel ban, and then they were able to travel over to Miami. Roughly 1 year later, they have now been fully arrested and are set to be extradited because the evidence is so overwhelming. Let me run you through how we got here. Let me introduce you to this new character named Joseph McBride. This is Andrew Tate's lead lawyer, the lead lawyer for both Tate brothers. And let me tell you, this guy is more of a clown than Andrew Tate. I mean, they hired like a Temu version of Andrew Tate, somebody that looks kind of similar, but his eyebrows look very fake. And he basically goes on all these Manosphere podcasts while representing the Tate brothers in this case and threatens people and talks tough and tries to do some very just unprofessional, odd maneuvering on these podcasts. And I'll show you in just one moment the way that he talks about Marco Rubio, who is the current Secretary of State, and the way that he talks about other Trump admin officials. I mean, he is a complete clown. But let me update you with what's going on with Andrew Tate. After spending days crying and shitting his pants in jail, now Andrew Tate is being haunted by the ghost of his abusive father. It's been a bit over a week. This was a few days ago. How will he handle decades in jail if convicted? The reporting is, if he's extradited to the UK, he could face 20 years. And then after he faces those 20 years, he could be extradited to Romania, where he could face even more time for the charges there. If he gets extradited to the UK and he's found to be not guilty, he'll immediately be extradited to Romania to be tried again. So he's going to be cooked either way. So Andrew Tate said, "We walk back and forth in the cell together all day long. I haven't heard him so clearly in years. He's been in here since the day I arrived, and Dad tells me to never give up." So his abusive father is visiting him after he was arrested along with his brother in Miami on sex trafficking charges. He was then hauled over to a Miami detention center where he's been held for a few days, and even out this facility, he has some fans protesting. Now, in his mind, he thinks it's like hundreds of fans, but it's literally one guy holding a wet sign and his friend who doesn't seem to want to be there, but who, you know, is holding the camera. Take a look at this.
Show you the sign, guys. Shall we do push-ups in the rain? That's a good idea.
What's that?
Push-ups in the rain?
Push-up contest?
Push-ups, yeah, in the rain? Let's get it.
This is so sick, bro. What a badass. Bro, get a job. Why are you outside Andrew Tate's detention facility while he eerily looks out?
He's doing a keto.
No. That is Andrew Tate right there. He's watching us record this video, and nobody's going to offer this perspective that we're going to offer. And Andrew Tate's the only one that's going to understand it, and he's going to take our advice, and he will fly us out and have a meeting and a podcast with us. Mark.
Bro, these are supposed to be alpha males. They want Andrew Tate to fly them out for a meeting? You want another guy to fly you out? I mean, who's going to tell him? Who's going to tell these guys that Andrew Tate is probably not going to be getting out of this jail? If he does get out of jail, it's going to be in a different country, in a different decade. To continue, Andrew Tate then tweeted out, "For the people holding the signs outside the jail, it's very high up here, and the smaller signs are hard to read, but I can feel every word. Thank you." And then a community note got slapped on this. It said, "There was only one person outside the jail today with a sign." That is brutal. People are also wondering, how is Andrew Tate tweeting this? It's not actually him. The most likely scenario is that he has a team with a bunch of weird backup prompts that they can send out, and then he communicates with his lawyer on a daily basis as he can, and then they use that to craft these things because social media is very important to him. Andrew Tate, reported by Right Wing Cope, Andrew Tate is currently uncontrollably shitting himself while stuck in solitary confinement. He wrote this post about how he's getting persistent stomach problems, again, filtered through his entire team. Now we enter Joseph McBride. Joseph McBride is the bumbling, dumbass lawyer that wants to be Andrew Tate so incredibly badly that he's using this as an opportunity to boost his own career and go on all these Manosphere right-wing podcasts and just pretend to be Andrew Tate. This is that dumb pose that Tate does all the time with his hands together that even Sneeko tries to copy.
The whole internet has seen the video that I made. It's going viral across the whole internet right now. How did that come about? Not for me. That came about from the Lord. The same way I am now standing here with Andrew Tate's lawyer. I want to ask you, brother, are you guys fighting the most evil and most powerful people in the world right now?
There is no question about it. This is a fight. This is the eternal fight of good versus evil. This is the oldest fight in the book, the oldest fight in all of creative history. It is the synagogue of Satan. It is the church of evil. It is the secular, humanistic, anti-God church that tells you,
bro, I am losing brain cells. You are defending somebody who's being accused of human trafficking and who has admitted to doing this multiple times on camera. This entire team, both Andrew Tate and his lawyers, seem to be going through some sort of manic breakdown over the tension of them possibly being extradited, because Tate himself just posted again, "Me, one day we will be glad this happened. Tristan, everybody knows we're innocent. We went down as heroes. More importantly, we went down together. Best thing ever. I'm glad it happened. Don't ever try to reassure me again." Dude, this entire team is going through some sort of mental manic meltdown. Andrew Tate is walking back and forth in his jail cell and communicating with his dad while his lawyer threatens members of the Trump admin and appeals to the Bible. By the way, I don't ever want to hear somebody quote the Lord in the same breath that they're defending Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate has openly admitted to preying on women, manipulating them in their weakest moments, isolating them from their family. He has bragged about this. He has sold courses about how to manipulate women, isolate them from their family, try to usher them into sex work, then collect all of the profits while lying to them and maybe giving them like a 10% cut while claiming they're getting a 70% cut. He has talked about all of this on camera before. By the way, if you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. I'm currently on vacation and it's wrapping up here, but it's very hard to make and upload these videos when I'm traveling because the Wi-Fi is very slow. My equipment is a little bit weaker. I appreciate each and every single one of you that has my back every single day. Thank you guys for supporting the vacation videos. I will always have your back as well. To continue, Andrew Tate's lawyer bumbles on more.
"You that a man can't be a man, a woman can't be a woman, people shouldn't get married, and you should sacrifice your babies to God knows what."
Yeah.
"This is evil, hardcore bona fide evil that we're fighting against, and Andrew and Tristan Tate are two generals in that war."
Yeah.
Look at my lawyer, dog. I'm cooked. If that's my lawyer, I am cooked. He seems to be in some sort of manic episode, and it gets even worse. He then goes on Sean Mike Kelly's podcast, who's a friend of the show on the left, and he just begins to say some flat-out lies, and then kind of threatens Rubio.
"Yeah, I wish it was on better terms, man. Was this totally unexpected for you when you got the call about all this?"
"Completely unexpected. Andrew and Tristan have been traveling the world for 3 years without incident."
"What?"
I mean, that's just a complete lie. It is a complete lie. I wrote a Twitter thread about this, and this is very important. A very important piece of the story. Breaking. Leaked Andrew Tate texts are looking very bad for the Trump admin. Texts from Andrew Tate revealed that a Trump administration official directly intervened on the Tate brothers' behalf in early 2025 to stall the sex trafficking investigation. Quote, "I had word from the Trump admin that they're on top of things," wrote Andrew Tate via text. Tate's former lawyer, Paul Ingracia, is now a Trump badminton official. You may remember Paul Ingrassia from his leaked text last year in which he said he has a Nazi streak and uses old slurs. He then used his position of power to lobby for the Tate brothers to be freed like a year ago, and that is why they have such high expectations today and why they are demanding to be, you know, released. JD Vance still follows the Tate brothers on Twitter. Barron is friends with him. All of this happens after Andrew admitted to being a pimp on camera. This is the Republican Party now. I'm a young dude who loves America and hates seeing it hijacked by these hateful, abusive degenerates. The Tate brothers, the people around them, the people in the Trump admin that enable them, it is all despicable and it's all an orgy of corruption, of abuse, and the way that Barron Trump, Paul Ingrassia, J.D. Vance, all of these people continue to try to cover for the Tate brothers is despicable. So then, Andrew Tate's lawyer, Joe McBride, NYC, apparently, that's his law firm, begins to go on an absolute mental breakdown on Twitter at 3 a.m. this morning, August 2nd, at the time of recording this. I'm recording this at about 9 a.m. So he was up at 3 a.m. having a manic meltdown because the pressure of his main clients getting extradited is probably hitting him, and he seems to be mentally unstable in the first place. I can't lie.
Yes, and you have here a Christian and a Muslim standing together in unity, just like the brothers. Stop the division, the people. Now you have to take action. This is the time when you see right or wrong.
What is going on here? Did they collect the dumbest people in all of Florida and just kind of pile them up around this building? This is like the dumbest shit I have ever seen.
We got a Muslim up there, and we got a practicing Orthodox Christian up there, up here. And right here, you got a practicing Catholic, and you got a practicing Muslim right here. And that's...
Bro, he sounds like he... Never mind, it's so bad. But Andrew Tate pushes for the same far-right ideology that tries to hurt the type of pluralistic, harmonious society that they are currently acting like they support. These guys do not support a society of harmony amongst different individuals. They want to be in power and abuse the most vulnerable. They are just pretending to do so in a really sloppy way. But back to the lawyer, who is clearly having an equally bad, if not worse, mental breakdown than Andrew Tate himself. Joe McBride says, "So many of you claim to be morally superior to Andrew and Tristan Tate." Yeah, I mean, I'd say everybody watching this is, including me. We don't human traffic or sex traffic. But in your disagreement, you've displayed a level of malice and hatred that's bona fide evil. Shut the F up, you say. I am glad to see them suffer, you say. Lock them up and throw away the key. I inject their pain into my veins, you say. Andrew and Tristan have a response. God bless you. God forgive you. God love you. What the fuck? Andrew Tate has spent the past year over and over and over bragging about how he's never going to be arrested again. His lawyer is then going on and threatening Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State. You guys are literally trying to use blackmail. By the way, I don't ever want to see anybody, you know, just in pain and suffering in prison. On the Adam Mockler Show, we actually have a human dignity-based value system, right? We think that human dignity matters for everybody. I very much so despise Andrew Tate and everything he did, but he deserves due process just like every American does, just like everybody on American soil does. Even if you're an immigrant, even if you're here illegally, you deserve due process. You shouldn't be abused or beaten in the same way that when ICE is abusing and beating people, I say that's a violation of human rights. At the same time, there needs to be reciprocal accountability for what Andrew Tate did, meaning he abused a lot of people. It seems like he took advantage of a lot of women in multiple different countries throughout multiple different decades. There needs to be accountability for what he did, and whether that's a long prison sentence, whether that is life in prison, whether that is being extradited and locked up in another country, there needs to be due process and accountability. And I think everybody watching this agrees, unless you're an authoritarian that just wants to, you know, genuinely have a society where both immigrants and people like Tate and everybody can be arrested with no due process. You want to stay consistent. So Joe McBride is just being very incoherent here. He then begins to threaten Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, and his son. Like, just listen to this.
If things don't work out with bail or with extradition, the boys can't be extradited without the Secretary of State signing off on that. The Secretary of State is, of course, Marco Rubio. Look, Marco Rubio has a son who plays football in college in Florida right now. One allegation against his son and his son's life is over.
Andrew Tate's lawyer is clearly threatening Marco Rubio's son by saying one allegation could ruin his life. One allegation could ruin his life. This was Marco Rubio roughly 10 days ago when asked about the Tate brothers. Let me remind you, the Trump admin quite literally covered up and stalled the investigation into the Tate brothers about a year ago and requested that Romania drop it. Here we are a year and a half later, and they have egg on their face. They look terrible, and Marco Rubio is now acting like he's above it all, like his hands are clean.
Be reviewed in that context.
Is one of the Tate brothers' lawyers mentioned you by name? I know one of the Tate brothers' lawyers mentioned you by name. Do you have a plan to get involved with the extradition challenge that they have been...
Mention me by name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, look, that extraditions, I don't know the details of this particular case. I've been overseas, but I mean, I know who you're talking about. I just don't know the details of it. These cases have a process that they go through in the courts. My understanding is that they're involved in that judicial process. And so that'll play itself out at this point. And there's no role for us to play at this moment or maybe ever in that regard.
It's very funny to hear Marco Rubio try to appeal to the same process that he and his team didn't care about the first time. Just read this very quickly. Quote, "I had word from the Trump admin that they're on top of things," Mr. Tate wrote to someone close to him. "I've been told that I'll be free soon," according to the New York Times. This is all text obtained. "The next month, an extraordinary order came down from the highest levels of the Romanian government," a New York Times investigation found. "The prosecutors were told to find a compromise with the Tates. Despite their misgivings, they lifted the travel restrictions." So, yeah, that's why right now the Tate brothers and their lawyers are like soft threatening Marco Rubio and his son.
If things don't work out with bail or with extradition, the boys can't be extradited without the Secretary of State signing off on that. The Secretary of State is, of course, Marco Rubio. Look, Marco Rubio has a son who plays football in college in Florida right now. One allegation against his son and his son's life is over.
What is happening here? This is the level of desperation they are reaching. We then have more vague threats coming from the Tate brothers and their lawyer. The brothers, who have dual American-British citizenship, have denied any wrongdoing. They've been in a Miami jail since July 18th, 2 weeks, when they were arrested on the new UK charges. They are now set to be extradited. Quote, "Andrew Tate was a material participant in ensuring President Trump's victory," the Tate's lawyer, Joseph McBride, told Vanity Fair in an interview published Thursday. Quote, "If Trump doesn't support him, and if the next people who are going to be running for office potentially are just like, yeah, down the river he goes, that young cohort of people will break with the Republican Party in the next election. Oh no, all two of the people who are doing push-ups in the rain are going to break with the Republican Party? What a crazy threat." It also just, it goes to show the Tate lawyers think they have so much leverage over the Trump admin. Maybe it's because Barron Trump is best friends with Justin Waller. Barron Trump took advice from Andrew Tate and Justin Waller on dating and everything. And Justin Waller was the one who can be seen taking the chain off of Andrew Tate during his initial arrest video that we covered about 2 weeks ago. We have been on top of the coverage every step of the way on this because this is a very important story that is being underreported. Here was Caroline Levitt being asked about this.
Danny.
Thanks, Caroline. Is President Trump or the administration, do they have any plans to intervene in the extradition process for the Tate brothers?
No, already answered that question.
They already did about a year and a half ago, and now it seems like the Tate brothers are becoming increasingly antsy that Caroline Levitt and the Trump admin is showing no interest. You know, Marco Rubio also showing very little interest, and that angst is manifesting in a bunch of manic posts from them and their lawyers. Here's Joe McBride with more manic posting early this morning. Like, his original posts were at 3 a.m., then he posted another one at 9 a.m. So this guy is just not sleeping. It says, "The political right has a feminist problem. Andrew and Tristan Tate trigger them badly. Scratch the surface and you will find the same instincts. Endless wars abroad. Managed men at home. How are they different than Hillary Clinton?" Bro, your clients are on camera talking about how they do this. I don't think it's very feminist for some people, even on the right, to want to distance themselves from that, even though many people embrace this openly. Candace Owens embraced this a few years ago. Joe McBride then says, "World War III is here. World War Tate is the battle for your mind. Resist the mind virus," with a bunny emoji. I mean, I get emails, people saying, please don't use the word manic. Please don't say that he's going crazy. It's offensive. I think that's actually what's happening here. He then said, "The left celebrated Trump's persecution. Charlie Kirk's death, and the murderous Luigi Mangione, then empowered Jeffrey Epstein for years. Homie, wait, I'll slow down there. But when it comes to the Tate brothers, they suddenly discover morality? Come on, bro. What kind of argument is this? Is he not even denying that the Tate brothers did what we're accusing him of? He's just saying that we can't all of the sudden discover morality? This is the worst lawyer I've ever seen in my life. Oh, I gotta play this clip of Andrew Tate just talking about what he's done. Because many people in the comments and my emails are always saying, Adam, I don't fully believe the allegations. You're naive for believing these. But just listen right here.
I created a system that allowed me to convince girls to do this, allowed me to retain 100% control of their income, allowed me to make sure they were effective, because it's a super competitive industry. Don't think this is easy money. You're just going to put a girl on a camera and they're going to get rich straight away. No, it's very competitive and it's very difficult. I learned every tip and trick it takes to make sure a girl gets paid. I know how to make sure the girl can't run away. Because once you teach a girl how to do this, she has the ability to make unlimited money from home. Why would she still give it to you? Why did she just run off and keep it all for herself? Why are you getting your percentage? I learned how to do everything to take a nobody and make her a somebody. I learned how to take a nothing, turn her into a cash cow. And betas from all across the world would be sending money into her.
Okay, that's the exact type of narcissist that we are dealing with, and I'm going to end the video here. If you appreciate these breakdowns and this updated breaking news feed, also the debates that we do and everything else, make sure you drop a like and subscribe below. I love you all. I'll see you later. Peace out.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.